Blog Talk Radio.
And good Monday morning. We are now two rounds deep into the NCAA tournament. A lot goes down over the last 4 days. We will talk about that in just 1 second, especially the local teams. We need to focus on those three teams coming up in just a bit. But we have some breaking news coming through social media about the last 10 minutes or so. The jersey is found. Tom Brady's missing jersey from the Super Bowl, of course, when you remember that story from a couple of months ago, about a month ago now. The jersey was stolen, and it was valued. And because it's Tom Brady, remember the Texas Rangers were on it, not ball team Walker Texas Ranger. Chuck Norris actually was on it. It actually got down to the FBI. The FBI took this over. Anyway, it has been found, reportedly has been found on, quote unquote, on foreign soil. Whatever that means, but the jersey has reportedly been found, and we can rest easy at night. Tom Brady's jersey is back. This jersey was priced at over $500,000, according to this Golden Auctions, whatever it may be, could be worth as much as $500,000. It's a jersey. I don't get it. But anyway, the Tom Brady jersey is found. Rest easy, everyone. I know everyone was just staying up at night, quaking. What happened to Tommy Terrific's jersey? Well, it was found, and still have not retrieved it, but they will presumably soon, according to social media. It was someone posing as foreign media ended up getting their hands on it and taking it overseas. Rest easy, folks. Rest easy. All right, let's get to basketball. Plenty of basketball, more than enough basketball. Over the weekend, all three local teams taking the court in the first round. However, two of them were not able to get past that first round. Excuse me, one was not able to get past the first round. The other not able to get past the round of 32. Man, just what a tough. March is an important time for players to step up. March is a time for guys that you don't necessarily know about to step up. But more often than not, March is a time for coaches. And quite frankly, Greg Marshall, Bruce Weber, neither showed up. Neither of them were of any help to their team. We'll talk first about the Kansas State Wildcats. Going in, of course, they get the win in the play-in game, first four game. They get the opportunity to take on the Cincinnati Bearcats. I thought Kansas State had a very, very good chance at winning this ball game. I really thought that they had the opportunity to get this thing done, but they just could not find the offense in this game. 21 of 54 from the field, including 7 of 18 from long distance. And just not going to get it done with those kind of numbers. Cincinnati gets the 75-61 win. You know, the stats in this thing are a little troubling. But down the stretch, Kansas State's offense, Kansas State's sets were just non-existent. It looked like there's no better way to put it. It looked disorganized. It looked like seventh grade ball, quite frankly. And that might be disrespecting seventh graders. Kansas State's offense was just non-existent late in this game. Cincinnati took an 11-point lead into halftime and would not let up after that. Kansas State, I really thought they had a chance in this ball game, but frankly, they didn't show up. Only one player made it to double figures. That was Wesley Awundu. He had 19 points, 3 of 5 from three-point range, and perfect from the charity stripe, 6 of 6, 19 points for Awundu. But again, that offense outside of Awundu was just non-existent. The rest of the lineup, Dean Wade with 9, DJ Johnson with 8, stayed out of foul trouble for the most part. Only 3 fouls in his 22 minutes of play. Still didn't make the court a whole lot. 7 points for Barry Brown and Kamau Stokes with 5. So the offense for Kansas State just non-existent in this ball game, and they fall to Cincinnati 75-61. Wichita State gets their first round win. They get the victory over Dayton. They move on and would take on a Kentucky team that I thought Wichita State was overmatched in this ball game, but they hung with them, man. You have to give credit to Wichita State in this game. They hung with a very good Kentucky team, and it all came down to Landry Shamet. He had a terrific game for the Shockers. 20 points for Shamet in this ball game. Just could not knock down a couple of late shots. Kentucky gets the final, I believe, 6 points of this ball game and would get the 65-62 win. The Shockers end their season 31-5 after the loss to Kentucky. The real story in this, and this is just coming out in the last 3 or 4 hours, Greg Marshall's wife, and there are multiple sides to this story, but as it stands right now, it sounds like Greg Marshall's wife was actually escorted out of the building, and now videos are popping up. She was a little rowdy. She was a little rowdy in this game. Kind of overshadowing what the Shockers did in this ballgame. They do end up following to the Kentucky Wildcats 65-62. So it was down to the Kansas Jayhawks to try to one of the Kansas teams, into the Sweet 16. They take on a very tough Michigan State team with a chance to head to Kansas City on the line, and the Jayhawks answer the bell with a 90-70 win over the Michigan State Spartans. Despite a couple of very good efforts on Sparty's side, it was Frank Mason coming through once again. 20 points for Mason in this ballgame, 1 of 4 players in double figures for the Jayhawks. 23 points for Josh Jackson. He was the man in this ball game, despite the one missed dunk attempt that he's probably not going to live down for a while. He comes out with 23 points, for the Jayhawks in this game, but it was a couple of guys coming off of the bench that really made this team work a little bit. And shout out to Dwight Colby, a name that, quite frankly, hadn't been heard from in the majority of the season, but he comes out, doesn't put up big numbers in this game, but was all over the court for the Kansas Jayhawks after a couple of the players get into foul trouble. Colby comes in off of the bench and helps out quite a bit. Again, only 3 points in this ballgame, but able to grab a couple of rebounds late in this ballgame when the Jayhawks were making a run and helped that team out. But again, four players in double figures, 20 for Mason, 23 for Josh Jackson, and 18 for Devontae Graham. And the Jayhawks will move on to Kansas City to the Sweet 16. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk a little bit about why the Kansas Jayhawks are maybe not at an advantage, maybe at a little bit of a disadvantage playing in Kansas City. So hold on for that. We will talk about that more tomorrow. I think the Jayhawks maybe aren't happy with playing in Kansas City. You can't say that they're not happy, but I think they may be a little bit overshadowed by some things. So we'll talk about that more on tomorrow's show. But again, Kansas does make the Sweet 16 with a victory over the Michigan State Spartans. Just a crazy weekend in both the first round and second. All sorts of things going on. Villanova going down, Duke going down last night. If you missed that game, Duke falls late in this ball game. Also, Louisville falls. We have 2-7 seeds in the Sweet 16 coming up. 2-7 seeds. The Michigan Wolverines, they get by Oklahoma State and then take down Louisville. Average margin of victory for Michigan in these first two games were 3 points. They gutted out two tough ones. Now they take on the Oregon Ducks after Oregon gets the victory over surprise Rhode Island team. A lot of things going down. If you were going to say that, and you look at these regions, you look at the Sweet 16 and New York, the Garden, when you looked at the early bracket and you saw Villanova and the people in New York, you saw Villanova at number one, Duke number two. You saw that matchup coming? No. Instead, you get Wisconsin, Florida, and Baylor, South Carolina. No disrespect to Baylor and South Carolina, but I think fans at the Garden were itching a little bit to see that Duke and Villanova potential matchup. The matchups for Villanova and Duke, a chance for them to play that game would have been nice there in the Garden, but a couple of big upsets. That Wisconsin team playing very well right now. They got out a victory over Villanova 65-62. So we are down to the Sweet 16. And shout out to the Big 12. They have got some teams in now. Kansas, Baylor, and just really trying to get through. West Virginia, is the third team. Three of the top 16 teams in the nation right now are from the Big 12 conference, in a conference that they said was a little bit down this year. Well, I think a little bit different with that. But again, three teams from the Big 12, Kansas, West Virginia, and Baylor, all in the Sweet 16. Two of those with very, very tough matchups. We'll talk more about that KU-Purdue matchup throughout the week because there is a lot of storyline going into that matchup. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the upcoming days. That game playing, of course, on Thursday. So we'll get into that a little bit more as time gets closer to that ball game. I don't like Kansas in this game. I just think that is going to be a tough matchup. I shouldn't say I don't like them. I think it's going to be a very tough matchup for Kansas. It's hard. That Purdue team has a lot of height, something that Kansas is not accustomed to, not used to. They have played much smaller teams in the last few weeks, so that height may give Kansas some trouble. We'll talk more about this entire field, Sweet 16. We have several days to break down, and we will do that starting tomorrow. Do stick around. We will have some information why that Kansas Jayhawk team may not like playing in Kansas City. We'll do that on tomorrow's show. As for today, have a great Monday. We'll come back tomorrow, talk all day long about some Sweet 16 matchups, including one that is going to be just absolutely terrible. We'll talk more about that on tomorrow's show. Have a great Monday, excuse me. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.